You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
Roger here at the microphone tonight. You're listening to my theme song, Swing Shift, by the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Welcome to the show. Tonight is going to be all about swing and all the different songs I am going to play, tunes I'm going to play. Not all of them are songs. Well, not all of them. All but one of them have swing. Nah, take that back. Now that I think about it, all but two of them have swing in the title. So a lot of traditional American swing, a little bit of Western swing, gypsy swing, and then an interview with Kristen Anderson, leader of the Crystal Swing Band, talking about a new CD that was recorded live in the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder and which they will be releasing at a release party November 20th in the Avalon Ballroom where the CD was recorded. So before we get to that, I'm going to start off with a Swing Is Here from Dick Hyman. So let us hear Dick Hyman, and Swing Is Here.
Thank you. motivates me. Happy rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me, boys. Swing it, brother, swing. Raring to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-daddle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, boys. Swing it, brother, swing.
Support comes from Dawson School, preparing students in grades K through 12 through challenging and relevant learning to become creative problem solvers who bring their best to the world. More information at dawsonschool.org.
All right, Billie Holiday, Swing Brother Swing. Before that, the fine, inimitable guitar playing of the Tony Rice Unit, Swing 42. And then a bit of gypsy swing from the incredible Flying Fingers of Django Reinhardt. And then open that set with Swing Is Here from Dick Hyman. All right, second set, more swing stuff. Swinging Down the Lane from Frank Sinatra. And then Swinging at the Ritz from members of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and then a bit of Western swing, Swing Time Cowgirl from Liz Masterson and the late Sean Blackburn. So here is Swinging Down a Lane.
Everybody's hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody's feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this, when I'm all alone, when the moon is on the rise, baby, I'm so blue. watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you. I'm so blue, watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Thank you. doesn't care for all the radio. Western folks, they're all sad because she rode away. Swing music called her away from the plains to the city. So gay, now she's a swing time cow gal, and she hails from way out there with her 10-gallon hat, her high top boots, blue eyes and golden hair. She never knew Cowboy Joe or his ragtime melody. The Western folks never ran from her. She was the queen of the lone prairie. Cowboys all fell in love with her. Their hearts are in a whirl. She rode away one night to try city lights. That pretty little swing time
bit of Western swing there, Liz Masterson yodeling away with the fine picking of the late Sean Blackburn. And then before that, Swinging at the Ritz from members of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and then opened up that set with Swinging Down the Lane from Frank Sinatra. All right, now it is time to hear the interview I did with Kristen Anderson, leader, founder of the Crystal Swing Band. And I recorded this interview last week, talking with Crystal about the band and its history and the music that they're going to be playing. And so, without further ado, here is the interview with Kristen Anderson. Hi, Kristen. Welcome to Swing Shift.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I've talked a little bit about the band and your new CD. Talk a little bit about the CD and what folks can expect to see November 20th at the Avalon Ballroom.
Well, sure. The CD was recorded live on two different dates at the Avalon for their swing night. The CD features 19 tracks, 71 minutes of music, so there's a ton of music on there. The band will be playing all of the cuts from the CD, as well as a lot of other dance music for the swing dance that night.
What's your favorite track on the band, on the CD?
My favorite track, well, I guess I would have to say it's Sing, 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 because it features the drummer, which would be me. And it's just a great swing tune that was made famous by Benny Goodman with Gene Krupa on drums, and it's a lot of fun to play, and it's a real high-energy piece that the dancers really love.
Was Gene Krupa an inspiration to you?
Yes, he was. I remember playing some of my folks' records, and one of them was definitely Benny Goodman with Gene Krupa and Sing, Sing, Sing.
How did you get into drumming?
I started drumming in third grade when we could take lessons in school on snare drum. And then when it came to junior high, other kids were playing the drum set, and I thought, oh, that looks more fun, more drums. So I took lessons on that, and I've been playing drums ever since.
Is that what led you to start the band?
I started the band. I was playing in a band called the Charlie Cassinger Band, and any people who've been around Boulder for a long time might recognize that name. And he and his wife led the band, and they retired and moved to Arizona. And at the time, I thought, well, where else am I going to get to play this music if I don't keep the band going? So that's kind of how I became a band leader, was because I just wanted to keep playing the music. And at the time, there weren't, you know, that I could see a lot of other big bands around with that opportunity.
Wow, that's neat. I know that the size of the band ranges from a trio to 13 pieces. How many players will there be on November 20th at the Avalon Ballroom?
So I'll have the full 13-piece big band. That's the band that's also on the CD that we're releasing. Obviously, it's the largest band that I book, and the smaller group I tailor-make to the event and the budget as needed.
Instruments will be featured among those 13 players.
So that features 5 saxophones, 3 trumpets, 2 trombones, piano, bass, and drums, and then one of the trumpets also does vocals.
Wow, that is really neat. What time will the party start?
So the performance, the band starts at 8 o'clock. We play from 8 to 11. But if people want to come at 7, there's dance lessons from 7 to 8, and they can learn to swing dance if they've never done that before. I've actually taken the lessons before, and they're very easy, and you'll be able to dance to the band. And even if you don't want to dance, you're welcome to come listen to us.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Who teaches the dancing?
So Jim Borzum of American Vernacular Dance produces these swing nights, and he often is teaching, or, you know, he has others that he works with that do the teaching that night.
Wow, that sounds like great fun. With that, I will play Sing, 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 and is there any other selection from the CD you would like me to play so people can get a sneak preview of what they'll be able to hear and dance to on the 20th?
Sure. I would suggest probably 720 in the Books. That's a tune that people may not be familiar with, but it's a really good tune to dance to, and it also features our vocalist, so they'll get a sense of what that's going to be like.
And who wrote that particular number?
Let's see, 720 in the Books. That's a good question. This tune was made famous with Jan Savitt and his Top Hatters.
Oh, my.
Which, yes, the band used to actually wear top hats.
Wow.
And tuxes, and so that was quite a thing to see. He actually wrote the music for that, along with Johnny Watson, and the lyrics are by Harold Adamson.
Wow, cool. That is one that I have played before, but only rarely because it is not one that is known, but it would be a great one to dance to. And
yeah.
I plan on being there and listening, and I don't dance, but I will certainly tap my foot. You can dance to the live big band music of the Crystal Swing Band at the Avalon Ballroom, 6185 Arapahoe Road in Boulder. Doors open dance lessons from 7 to 8 p.m., and then the band plays from 8 to 11. And Kristen Anderson, thank you very much for being on the show. Everybody enjoy the music that is coming up. And if you can get out on the 20th to the Avalon Ballroom, you can see and hear the band live. So thank you very much, Kristen.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
what's the tune they like the best? When the job becomes deluxe, what's the number one request? 720 in the books. When the band begins to play, you should see the dirty looks. If the leader doesn't say 720 in the books, it's something that you'll approve. Get you right in the groove to keep in step. You really gotta be hip, just be like the kangaroo or the fishes in the brooks. Everybody's jumping to 720 in the books.
Get your heart started, feet tapping. Go out and catch the band live November 20th, Avalon Ballroom in Boulder, 6185 Arapahoe Road. So you just heard 720 in the books. Trumpeter Chaz Bowles also doubles as the vocalist. You heard him on that one. And then before that, you heard Kristen Anderson's fine drum playing on Sing, Sing, Sing. And I just so admire her and the band for continuing to keep swing music alive, especially something like Sing, Sing, Sing from the Benny Goodman Orchestra, made famous at their Carnegie Hall jazz concert in 1938. A concert that is largely credited for keeping the swing jazz tradition alive. I don't know that it necessarily resurrected it, but it certainly provided a great deal of legitimacy to swing by being in the hallowed space of Carnegie Hall. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jazz Lives. David will be at the microphone playing a variety of jazz, continuing on after the ragtime show from 8 to 9 and swing from 9 to 10, and then David will bring you a variety of other jazz sounds. So I am going to continue my theme of the evening of playing songs with a swing or swinging in the title. And I think I'm going to start off with Ted Heath and his band's version of the Swingin' Shepherd Blues.
To swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule?
A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar? Don't you think it all would be grand? Or would you rather hear the band?
Thank you. Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you could grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging.
Swingin' the Blues, Count Basie and his orchestra. Before that, Swingin' on a Star from the movie Going My Way. That was a version with Alan Copeland's band and Beverly Kelly on the vocals. And then I opened that set with Swingin' Shepherd Blues from Ted Heath and his band. So almost top of the hour, time for Jazz Lives at 10 o'clock. And I'm going to close out with Swing House from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, Swingin' on Nothing from June Christie, and then a neat tune called Swingamatism from Jay McShann Band. So I'll close out the show with that set. Here is Swing House, Jerry Mulligan, and I think he's got Chet Baker with this one. So here you go, Swing House. You've been listening to Swing Shift. Stay tuned now for Jazz Lives.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Hey, yo, there's a new way to catch KGNU when you're out of range. The new app gives your tablet or mobile device the full spread of KGNU content and puts it all in one place. Download for free today on iOS or Android by searching KGNU anywhere apps are found.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Jazz Lives.